Catching up in studio this week again with Mr. Brian Roll, wildlife biologist out of the Marquette office, and thank you for coming in and visiting with us.
No problem, anytime.
Well, I'm anxious to hear about your bird hunting, and I actually want to pick your brain a little bit about this new cougar sighting. Actually, there's been several in the last few weeks, which we kind of anticipated, and we'll get into that a little more later this hour. But right now, I'd like to start with the deer herd. So let's start with, you know, the bow hunters that you've been talking to and hunters that have been bringing deer in to get checked, and just your overall feeling right now for your general management area.
You know, I've been on the radio before talking about this general thing, and it's really coming true what I've been saying. Folks are really seeing a lot of bucks out there. In fact, I mean, just minutes ago I was checking a deer, and the guy said he's never seen this many bucks in the woods before. You know, and that's not going to be regional. You know, it's not going to be everywhere, of course. But, you know, what we're seeing is really nice antler growth on those 2.5-year-old deer. I just did a 7-pointer that was a really nice deer. And then there was a 3-year-old with a guy that was getting mounted. So it was a beautiful little deer. You know, so.
How big was that 3-year-old?
It was an 8-pointer. I didn't measure spread or anything. But, you know, as many deer as I see, it's one of those deer where you're always, ooh, that's a nice deer.
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah. Well, I tend to agree with you from the standpoint of looking at this from the macro picture. I honestly feel like we're in the middle of the best deer season possibly in the last 10 years here in the UP. From the reports I'm getting, and all of this is anecdotal, of course. I realize that. But, you know, you have to give a little bit of credit to the mass numbers of people who are just excited as hell this year. First time we've seen this many bucks on the landscape in a dispersed age class. However, I know it's not in your management zone, but there are pockets around the UP that are pretty dismal looking still. For instance, over by Newberry, Grand Marais area. I'm getting terrible reports from there.
It's a different landscape over there. It's a sandier soil. It's a jack pine predominant area when you get up in the north part of Luce County. That landscape just doesn't carry as many deer. Just
plus the snow.
I mean, and the snow.
They got hammered last spring.
Yep, that's the big equalizer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your specific DMUs inside your management zone, because there's actually three of them, right? Maybe you can kind of go through each of those and explain where they are in your management zone.
Sure. The biggest one is 7, which is essentially north of 28. That's my biggest zone and takes up the bulk of Marquette County, the north part of Marquette County. You know, I am seeing bucks. I live up towards Big Bay. It's often that I'm seeing 1 to 2 bucks a day in my commute.
Wow.
Which is not normal. I mean, I've been living up there over 20 years, so, you know, and I know some of those bucks do hang by, and there are some people feeding and those kinds of things, but, I mean, that's all been pretty consistent over the last 20-some years that I've lived up that way, and, you know, I'm seeing bucks, and some really nice bucks, too. You know, I'm seeing deer up on the AAA, so I think folks that do hunt that north part of the county are going to have a good season. And we're seeing kind of the same thing. We have just great oak resources. So you might see some deer not responding to bait as they typically would because of the amount of acorns that are still on the ground. And that's where the predominant amount of our oak is north of 28. When we get going down south towards the west, we have 152, which goes over towards Republic. We have some other bits and pieces of smaller DMUs, but really that our main one is 152. Again, I suspect we're going to see even better deer numbers there because you're getting south, look a little ways away from the lake. Those are where the deer that do migrate are heading north, most of those. And some of them do even head south down towards that Arnold Deer Yard. And then our other DMU is to the east is 252, which that one is a tough unit because we have some agricultural stuff down by Trinary area in the Elder County, and you got some forested stuff up, you know, up into the north part of Elder County. When you talk that unit, you really got to kind of point out where are you at, because of course down by Trinary they're seeing deer all over the place. You know, I'm getting crop damage complaints and those kinds of things. But you get up into that northern swamp area around the Autran Basin and that kind of stuff, you're not seeing those kind of deer numbers there. Overall, I think it's going to be a really good season. I'm anticipating a really nice season. The rut is actually starting, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Few guys are seeing some scrapes, so things are starting to heat up, some fighting. You know, like I said, I think everybody's kind of getting geared up for a really nice season.
DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll out of the Marquette office. Can we get you to hang around and talk birds and cougar with us?
Sure.
We'll be back with him later this hour, so hang around right here. The Outdoor Show.